weekend.
All right, 7 minutes after the hour. Still you funny guy. Phil Lepre, the supermarket guru, is here. He's got a great sense of humor. He's going to help you understand a lot of different things about food during this hour of the Good Day Weekend program. So my advice to you, if you're interested in my advice, is to stick around, listen and learn, and participate with us as well. 800-510-8255. News from Kirstie Alley. Phil, this week, if you follow her on Twitter, at Kirstie Alley, she said F you to Monsanto. And I know that you're interested in Monsanto. The reason apparently is there is a group of plant scientists who are warning the feds that action is needed to mitigate the problem with biotech corn coming from Monsanto. And they say the stakes are high. Corn production is critical for food, animal feed, ethanol production. Farmers have been relying on corn that has been genetically modified. And the problem is toxic corn rootworm. Now, as a farmer, I don't use Monsanto stuff. I don't use their seed. I don't even know what corn rootworm is, actually. But apparently it could really affect severely the corn growth, the crop this year. A lot of academic corn experts. That seems kind of strange, doesn't it? There are 22 academic corn experts. Would you have thought that there are professors on college campuses around the country who spend their entire life studying corn, and they don't even listen to this program?
They don't, and they should.
Yes, they are. Should. So, with the help of Kirstie, I know you it's not that you don't like it, but you take exception to my criticisms of Monsanto from time to time. The food needs of America and the world, certainly the highlight of a lot of discussion, not only this week, but all the time, looking at the weather forecast for this year and trying to figure out what corn futures are all about. And I saw a really critical documentary this week about corn, how much we use for feeding animals versus feeding the hungry. But corn really always is it's a staple, but it's always the focus of lots of controversy. And I don't know whether you want to weigh in on this or not.
Sure. No, absolutely. But if you take a look at, what she has said and what so many other people say, they forget about doing just what you do. You choose not to use Monsanto seeds.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But, you know, when you look at whether it's her tweets or some of the others, they make it sound like Monsanto is out there, you know, suing everybody for everything, and it's just not true.
But they are suing a lot of farmers for not doing what they want to
do. They sue people if, in fact, you sign a contract and then you don't, you know, abide by that contract. You would do the same thing.
Yeah.
We had an advertiser on the program who says, okay, I'm going to buy a year's worth of ads and runs a year's worth of ads and then doesn't pay. What would you do?
I would go to his house.
Well, no, but you know, that's why this thing gets all blown out of proportion. And, you know, I've got to tell you something that it's not fair. And if we, in fact, say, okay, let's get rid of Monsanto. Monsanto's out of business tomorrow. You know how many millions of people around the world would die?
No,
they don't have food.
So you think Monsanto is the only one that's going to provide? The problem is Monsanto's bought up all of the production or much of it between them and Dow, buying up a Pioneer, I think was the most recent thing that Dow bought up. They buy up all these producers as it's good for business. They've genetically modified the corn so you can't regrow it. And, you know, it's a business, and I understand what you're saying.
But you have to understand that what they do is they produce a crop that yields more. So, if you're a farmer, and I'm going to make up the numbers, but you would know the numbers far better than I, and you're going to get 10 bushels per something, and
per
your seeds, and you get 15 bushels.
Yeah.
You know, the farmer's making more money.
This year is going to be, it's interesting, because what you're saying is true in terms of how the way we fertilize the product. Not, we don't fertilize the ground. I fertilize the ground because I put manure and things into it to keep the microbes working. The stuff that is put on, the chemical fertilizer put on, are put on to stimulate growth of the corn, not to make the land better. There's a distinction between the two. And that's a problem that a lot of people have who are interested in the more natural or wholesome or whatever healthy way, that's what they think, of growing things and eating things. What we are talking about here is education. You decide what you want and then pursue what you want. Don't try to stop somebody else. See, that's where I agree with Phil. I don't like Monsanto. I don't like what they do. I don't like what they do in terms of keeping of consolidating the means of production. But I don't like that with any company. I think we've got too much of that. That's why we have too much government control. People that work for Monsanto get into the government. They fix things so that it'll be good for Monsanto, and then they go back to work for Monsanto. That stuff's going on all over the place.
No, that's one person at the USDA who left Monsanto and then went to work for the USDA, and he left Monsanto because he didn't feel that they would do what he wanted to do. So he, I don't want to say he was disgruntled, but, you know, he left them.
He was PO'd. Yeah. You can say that.
Yeah.
He's probably PO'd.
But that's not the big food story of the week.
No, it isn't. What is the big food story of the week?
Pink slime.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Now, listen, we can really rail against the government now. This is going to be fun.
Now, this one, I am in the same camp as you are.
My God, these people.
Where this
Go ahead.
Is just
Tell the story.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Tell the story.
Well, it's Jamie Oliver, you know, the celebrity chef, has been probably for about the past year and a half, on a rampage to remove what's called pink slime, and I'll explain that in a second, from our fast food restaurants. So, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King have announced, this goes back a couple months, that they're going to stop using pink slime in their beef. Now, what pink slime is these are beef byproducts. Cow intestines, connective tissue, other parts of
it's
the cow
beef,
that are not used in traditional beef cuts.
Yeah.
And because these are high-risk food safety nightmares, what happens is they actually add ammonium hydroxide to this sludge, for lack of a better word, and that kills whatever bacteria. So what happens is, and the company that makes this, and it is actually pink, the company that makes this reports that about 70%, 70% of all ground beef in the country contains pink slime. Now, that's going to change because with McDonald's not using it and Burger King not using it, that percentage is going to go down.
But wait, the government is here to help.
Well, no, here's the kicker of the whole thing. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot about school lunch and school
lunch.
Yeah,
we have. We've been really very, very good at focusing on good nutrition for lunch at school. Yeah.
Well, it turns out that the government just bought 7 million pounds of ground beef with pink slime. No, 7 million pounds of pink slime to add to ground beef for schools, for the school system.
Yeah. Now, why do you suppose they did that? Anybody want to take a guess? 800-510-8255. Why would you think after McDonald's and Burger King and Taco Bell and Wendy's and all the other little and big and medium-sized fast food hamburger joints around the country have said no to this garbage, then along comes the USDA, the federal government, buys the stuff off the market and supplies your children's food lunch program at school with this garbage? It is. It's ground up knuckles. It's ground up. There's no meat in this stuff. It's just ground up what's left of the. It's the same thing. You go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Why do you think they call it KFC anymore? They don't serve you chicken. The nuggets are not chicken. They're George Washington. Right?
No,
George Washington.
No. No, yes. That's the internet rumor that they make chicken breasts and they make chickens without the heads.
It's
and stuff
garbage.
Like that.
A lot of it's garbage. Anyway, so here, listen to this, our poll. Okay. This is something this week that we ran at DougStefan.com. I think it's on maybe on DougStefan.com right now, as a matter of fact, for the weekend. Do your children take their lunch to school, or do they buy their lunch there? A, they usually take their lunch. B, they usually buy their lunch. C, sometimes they take it, sometimes they buy it. And D, after seeing what's in the school lunch program, my kids will be bringing their own from now on. So here we have these hardworking people that you and I have talked to. I bet we've talked to four or five of these people last couple of months, all trying to make school lunches better. And then the feds, because they're trying to protect the market and the people who have built this, because I'm sure somebody else from that business went into the government and they said, oh, let's buy this stuff up and help our pals. So here they are. Well, they keep the market price up that way.
No. I don't think that's the case. I think that basically what happened is whoever bought this, who's probably out of a job now, but whoever bought this stuff was looking at price. And you and I have had this discussion so often. We are not willing to pay a fair price for our foods. We just want cheap, 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 and that's all that matters. And, yeah, we can talk about taste and we can talk about health and stuff like that, but the bottom line is we don't pay the fair price of food.
Yeah. Well,
and if you look at your daily poll right now on Doug Stefan, 27% say they usually take their lunch, 19% say they usually buy lunch, 27% say sometimes they take it and sometimes they buy it, and another 27% saying after seeing what's really in those school lunches, they'll be bringing theirs from now on. But remember, 32 million kids get school lunch free every day.
All right. Well, let's hope that they get something that's good. If we're paying for stuff, we ought to be helping them with good stuff. All right, we're going to be meeting Sarah Bear Sinnott. What's the story with her in a few minutes here?
Well, she is the head of Old Ways. Old Ways is a really interesting nonprofit, and in fact, I've met her, I've talked to her, and they take on different initiatives focused around food and health and where our foods come from. They're part of the slow food movement and so on. So now what they have is they have a new health initiative, and it's called the African Heritage Diet Pyramid. And this is a tool designed for all of us, but especially African-American communities. And frankly, if we take a look at the science around health and nutrition, we really need to break it down by age, by race, by heritage, because different people metabolize foods differently. So that's what we're going to talk about.
All right. All about food here with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com. You'll be interested to know that the price of food, folks, in the last year or so is going up, according to stats released this week, nearly twice the rate of inflation. And I think that's modest. I mean, you see a lot of stuff that's related.
That's an average.
Much faster, exactly.
You know, so Twinkies haven't gone up in price, but meat's gone up, 14%.
Wild. Including pink slime. 20 past the hour on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Phil Leppard here on the Good Day Weekend program. He's the supermarket guru. You know what? I've never asked you. You must be on Facebook. Is it at Supermarket Guru? What are you? What's your Facebook handle? Or / it's facebook.com/ Supermarket Guru.
I hold on. I don't know.
You're like me.
I never.
Somebody, Greg Grunberg, the actor, we were in Israel, said we were tweeting somebody. He said, "What's your tweet?" At Doug Steffen, and I said, "Yeah, sure, of course." And then I found out it was at Good Day. So
I think mine is. We have
so many different
at Phil Leppard, at Supermarket Guru, at Food Sense, and that's something else. It looks like.
All right, so sign up for all. You get all that info. Phil is here, the man with the information. Before we get to Sarah Bayer, I want to bring something to everybody's attention. I'm a news hound, doing what I do for a living. I want to know what's going on, but I've always been curious. I want to know what's going on in the world, so I'm always nosing around, reading stuff, and taking stuff in. So this week, just for the heck of it, I went across my bar on my computer where I have all of the various news sources like U.S. News and World Report and CNN and BBC and Wall Street Journal and ABC and CBS and on it goes. You know what? The only newspaper that I look at that has a special section on shopping and food is the Chicago Trib. You can't find, as we go across, here's the most important way that most people spend their money. What's more important than buying good, healthy food and knowing what's going on in the supermarket or wherever you get your food? And there isn't one of these toolbars that I see that I use for news other than the Chicago Trib that has a special section on branding, buying it like Myers or whatever the big supermarkets are, which I find kind of crazy. You?
Well, yes. However, and I've got to be full disclosure here, I used to write for the Chicago Tribune, and now I write for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I didn't know that.
But the Chicago Tribune had one of the best food sections in the country.
That's why you wrote for it.
Yeah, as the Tribune has changed dramatically because of all their financial ills and everything else, it's changed somewhat.
I'm not here to promote them. I just find I don't look at the Chicago sometimes because it's sort of a tabloid, and I don't usually look at the tabloids, although I probably should. But it has bigger circulation now than the Trib anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, right. But, you know, if you take a look, the problem that newspapers around the country have is most of them don't have a dedicated food editor anymore, yet alone a food staff. They've had to cut. I mean, to be honest with you, the people that I think are doing the best job right now in food coverage is the Huffington Post.
Really? Another interesting blog website. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I think you're doing a fabulous job.
Let's get to Sarah Bayer Sinnott and find out how we can help people understand diets and certain things. This is all about health and well-being, folks, eating the right food. So, Phil, you're in charge.
Sure. Well, Sarah, first of all, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you so much. It's nice to talk to you. And it's interesting what you're talking about, supermarket coverage. Phil, we were with us last year in Santa Rosa at the first annual Supermarket Dietitian Symposium, Old Ways, organized, and we just had our second one in Savannah last week. And it seems to me that supermarket dietitians are really on the forefront of helping people, find healthier foods. And I think they're kind of like chefs were 20 years ago. They may be the new food rock stars.
Well, I think farmers are the new food rock stars.
Yeah,
I will say right after the farmer phase.
I think the supermarket dietitians will be there soon, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you take a look and we look at the business of supermarkets and dietitians, the biggest problem that I see, and there are certain exceptions, Hy-Vee being one of them, you have these major supermarket chains who have one or two people as dietitians for the entire chain. There's no way that they can actually help people significantly. Now, Hy-Vee has a registered dietitian in every one of their stores. So that's a commitment. But if you have one person and you have 500 stores, yes, they can help with the ads and they can help with signage, but they're really not able to give that one-on-one counseling and empowerment to people that are in the stores. So I think
I think this will start changing. I think Hy-Vee is a great leader, and I think that there are going to be a lot more. I think this is a really big thing, and the stores are seeing that there's a benefit to them.
But my concern is, where's the money come from? Because if you take a look at these dietitians, and I talk to them all day long, I probably talk to store dietitians two or three times a day, different ones across the country. It's all about how they can prove their value monetarily. You know, it's not to the consumer, but that retailer is sitting there saying, okay, I have to make X amount of dollars, and you as my dietitian, if you could increase sales, increase profits, charge something for something, great, you got a job. And if you don't, your history. And that's the dilemma.
I think that as health and wellness becomes more important to consumers, those kinds of things in the store are going to make a difference. And when we've done promotions, for instance, with Mediterranean Diet Month, the sales of the products that are being promoted in the stores with the dietitians, the sales do go up, so that there is a good return on the investment.
All right,
Sarah,
hold on.
Wait there.
Yep. Sarah Bayer Sinnott is with Phil Lempert and Doug Steffen on Good Day Weekend at 1:30.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Weekend. 33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert is here. You'll want to check out his website. It's supermarketguru.com. You would find probably quicker than anybody else, be the first kid in your neighborhood to sign up for the Supermarket Guru Hits and Misses. That report is delivered straight to your inbox every week. Sign up for it at supermarketguru.com, daily news flash. Do that there. Phil is on the Today Show all the time. He's making almost as much as Matt. Not quite.
Oh, yeah.
25 mil he got this week. You're down to what, 22?
Yeah, but now here's the funny thing, and I don't know if we've ever even talked about this. Matt and I go way back. We both worked for Joan London's ex-husband, Michael Krause. And so this goes back a long time.
When he was on that New Jersey station, was it Channel 10 or whatever it was?
Channel 9. Right,
Channel 9.
WOR.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what Matt was doing, 60-second vignettes on entertainment.
Yeah.
Joan was doing 60-second vignettes on babies, and I was doing 60-second vignettes on food.
Uh-huh.
And if you had said to Matt then that he'd be making $25 million bucks a year on the Today Show, he would slap you silly. See, but he deserves it. Matt is a great guy, and I'll tell you, if I was going to have to work with that other person, I'd want $26 million.
Yeah, me too. It's very interesting, though, all the people who said, oh, we're going to put this guy and that guy. The thing about most of the people who are successful producers in television, understand, you don't mess with success at all costs. You keep together. That was the thing about Meredith Vieira. It was even the thing about Katie Couric. They didn't really want her to go.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And she
Katie,
and Matt were a good combination.
I'm a huge fan of Katie's. Always have been. Yeah. Consider her a great friend. Whenever I had a story that a producer wouldn't do, I'd go right to Katie. She'd make it happen.
Yeah. You got to go right to the top, right?
Exactly.
And you know what? That translates with some people into her being a B-I-T-C-H, because you hear that. And it's not true at all. I know some people who know her.
Can't say that word on the radio?
No. Well, you can, but that's not. But at any rate, she is a very determined, definitive, strong in most every respect. That's why I have a great admiration. I've never met her, but I sure like her in terms of her physical, mental, emotional and what seems to be a strong spiritual sense of self as well.
Well, she also has a real interest in food. So when Mad Cow hit, you know, nobody wanted to do it, so I had to go to her. We did Mad Cow, high fructose corn syrup. All of those issues that people wouldn't touch, she was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, NBC Legal would get those lawyer letters from us.
So, at least you got, that's the thing. And so many of these people that do these programs are cowards because they don't want to upset either potential or current advertisers.
It wasn't even that. It was the fact that, you know, today in television, you've got very young producers mm-hmm. who make decisions. And as we all do, you make decisions based on what your knowledge is.
Yeah.
And you talk to a 24-year-old about mad cow disease, they're just not going to know. No. And, you know, they'd rather, you know, book Britney Spears to talk about sex or something.
Right. All right, let's get back to Sarah Bear Sinnott, who's the president of Old Ways, an international nonprofit that is recognized for its expertise in traditional diets. We're talking about helping your health. That's always the focus that we have. So there's an interesting sort of spin on this, Phil.
There is. And, you know, Sarah will explain it, but it's basically called the African Heritage Diet Pyramid. And, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the first time that we've had the Mediterranean diet pyramid and other pyramids, but this is the first time someone has really put it together based on, you know, the culture and the heritage versus a region, and really look carefully at what the metabolic system is of this, you know, of this race.
Absolutely. The African Heritage Diet Pyramid looks at both the culinary history and the nutrition science. We put together a committee of culinary historians like Jessica Harris and nutrition scientist Walter Willett from Harvard and Katie Tucker from Northeastern and Alan Johnson from Howard, and looked at what were the traditions and then what's healthy, and put this together. And that looking at claiming your health by claiming your history, that diabetes isn't part of African Americans' heritage, and neither is heart disease. And what is in their heritage is health and strong body and delicious foods. And the great thing about traditional diets, whether it's Mediterranean, Asian, Latin American, or African heritage, is the food is really delicious, too, because people eat food, not nutrition.
Let me go back to a point that you made about diabetes and heart disease. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the African American population is about double the amount of diabetes as the Anglo population, correct?
They have among the highest rates in the country. And
so is it the same, as we've heard for years, that when the Asian culture comes to America, and in Asia, very low incidence of heart disease and whatever else, and cancers, they come here, and all of a sudden it goes through the roof?
That's so, exactly it. They're leaving their old ways.
Right.
And embracing, I don't know what, if you call it an American diet or a Western diet, but
fast food diet.
Or highly processed foods. Processed foods can be good, but highly processed foods are not necessarily, but these foods are not part of their DNA, part of the way that they're made, and they end up with a lot of bad chronic diseases, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and really eating a traditional plant-based diet is what they grew up with, plus lack of exercise. It's lifestyle, it's food, activity, and yes.
So, you know, if I take a look at, and probably the most recent acculturation is with the Hispanic population that we're looking at. So we have, let's just choose one country, Mexicans, who move to this country, who then start to acculturate, who then start eating, you know, the American diet because they feel that it's a better diet and it's a badge of success that they can go to McDonald's or Red Lobster or any of these places. So you know, how do we deal with that, where it says, you know, we want you to be living here in America, we want you to become successful, but, you know, ignore what, on the surface at least, looks to be signs of success? How do we do that?
Well, it's important that everybody works together with the same message. And I have great hope for food and health in America. Congratulations, you've just joined the First Lady's program, and I think she's doing an amazing job. And
yep.
I hope that my organization, Old Ways, we have these programs about traditional diets, the African heritage. We have a Latin American diet pyramid and Mediterranean and Asian. And by working, partnering with organizations throughout the country who are actually working in communities to get this message that heritage is a great motivator for health, and it's really following the old ways is cool, and the food is delicious, and that's what we're working towards.
Well, there's a lot of, one wonders about, especially when it comes to diets of groups, Black Americans, and have discounted. It's bothered me for a long time, frankly, that the health risks were so dramatically different. Now, I don't know whether they're different or they're just treated differently by the health community. And so maybe in part this is a recognition of that, Sarah. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
Well, there are a whole number of reasons why people don't eat healthily, you know. There's economics is one, you know.
May I interrupt just for a second?
Excuse me.
One of the problems I have with that, Phil and I have talked about this all the time, it's an education problem. They don't eat well because they think, listening to a lot of advertising, that they can go to a fast food restaurant and get cheap food. When in fact, if you do a little quick research or look around, you can go to the any good quality grocery store, buy fresh stuff, bring it home, fix it for a lot less money than you can go buy the stuff that you buy at the fast food restaurants.
And I also think that you would then have, you know, more an appreciation of that food as well, because I think that's one of the problems. People don't know where food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
They're not preparing it. Again, it comes in, you know, a paper wrapper from McDonald's.
It comes from the store. They don't know about farms. I mean, more and more, that's changing. I wonder, and not to make this a racial thing, but I wonder in certain parts of the country, if there's as much of a focus with the people of color in our country aiming to go find good, fresh, local food as there are with other segments
Absolutely.
Of the society.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you look at survey after survey, especially with African Americans who, and there's been a lot of attention on diabetes and heart disease and their diet, as African Americans go to college, graduate, get in the workforce and everything else, they're among the most concerned about health and what they're eating.
The reason I brought it up, Sarah and Phil, is because I'm in treatment at a clinic here in Los Angeles, and it's in the Black area of Los Angeles, and most of the people getting the treatments are Black, and the people that work there are Black. And so I engage in, I'm very interested in health and well-being, and many of the people who are there are from Africa, various countries, Ghana, Kenya, they come over to this country. They seem to be interested in the health professions. And to a person, they are so aware, educated, concerned, and happy to talk to people about it. Because the folks you see in this clinic, it's an EECP clinic, which is aimed at dealing with matters of the heart, and pumping blood to various regions and fixing problems that come about as a result of bad circulation, heart problems, circulatory problems, that sort of thing, which a lot of Black Americans have because they've eaten the wrong stuff. Comparison to those who have grown up in Africa and who are working in this clinic, and they talk to them all the time, listen to them, talk about their experiences growing up and living there, because there is no such thing as refrigeration, no such thing as electricity. When you get outside the major cities, they grow what they can eat, and they take every single day out to wherever it may be that they can grow some things in a garden-like circumstance, but they are not able to preserve food so they get whatever they can get fresh every day. You don't see anybody over there that's obese. You see nobody over there that's obese. So what is that? What? Hello, that's a duh.
Well, this is what our African Health and Heritage program is all about. And we have a pyramid that is a portrait of what a healthy African heritage diet is. And then we're developing educational programs and resources that show how healthy, easy, affordable, and delicious that these meals are. And that it's not a difficult process to put these simple recipes together. They're easily bought at a grocery store, and they taste really good.
Yeah. Well, that's good information. What's the website where people can go and get more information on this?
The website is Old Ways, and then P for Preservation, T for Trust, .org. OldWaysPT.org.
And one of the things that you bring in to this common sense stuff, a lot of it is drinking a lot of water. This is something that becomes, and I'm talking about that because of my EECP thing, how important it is. Fill up your body with fruits and vegetables and whole grains and cereals and beans and that kind of stuff.
And a lot of greens, beautiful greens, are the
greens.
Bottom level of the food.
Yep.
The foundation of the pyramid is activity, lifestyle, enjoying meals with your family, gardening, running, and dancing.
Yep. I call it the LSD reality. Laughing, singing, and dancing.
I like that. Feel that. I like that.
Figure that one. All right, Sarah, thank you for being here. Sarah Barrett-Sinnott here on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
What type of investor are you? Do you prefer high-risk stocks or long-term CDs? Learn how to avoid costly mistakes with your money so you can invest enough for the future. Jeff Mackey, co-host of Yahoo Finance's Breakout.
There are four big investing mistakes you're going to need to avoid. First, recency. That's buying what's been up and selling what's been falling. Next, overconfidence. Be sure to diversify your portfolio and keep that trading down. Third, don't believe that great companies necessarily make great stocks. And finally, don't assume the experts have all the answers. They do their best, but it's up to you to run your own money.
Do you want to test your investment skills? Play Fantasy Finance on Yahoo Finance through May 25th for a chance to win $50,000. It's a 12-week online fantasy trading game where you receive $100,000 of play money to create your portfolio. You can also share the game with your friends online and easily track their progress. For more info, visit fantasyfinance.yahoo.com.
Trivia, thy name is Good Day. All right, Phil, you ready?
Sure.
This is going to be simple. Easy, 800-510-8255. You got two choices, 50% chance of getting it right. Oat flour is used in peanut butter, margarine, and chocolate. Yes or no? And we'll go from there. Is it true or false? Oat flour used in peanut butter, margarine, and chocolate. Is that true or false? 800-510-8255 for Swell Good Day Prize.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, here to discuss shopping, proper attitudes toward food, what you should be getting, putting into your body, what you ought not to be. One of the stories from the supermarket aisle this week about Coca-Cola and Pepsi making changes to avoid a cancer warning label. The government is about to tell them they must put this warning on their bottle. That'd do wonders for sales, huh?
Well, first of all, I would love it to be forced so that way we don't drink soda.
A lot of money there. You said that.
People are still buying cigarettes, even with the warning label.
Look at the thing this week with kids. One in four kids are smoking. So in terms of in the supermarket, you told us any number of times, this is the most profitable aisle where all of this stuff...
Yeah, Coca-Cola is the number one product in the supermarket.
Wow.
Nationwide. And Pepsi is number two. And think about what you're paying, $1.99 for or whatever else. I mean, their product cost is nothing.
Nothing. Yep. Zero. Our trivia question is about oat flour. I know it's not that exciting, but this is a way for us to engage you. You don't like the question?
No.
Can we just give the answer?
Yeah. Not that anybody really wants to know.
The reason that I brought it up is because I found out something as I was nosing around this week about this. It is used in peanut butter and margarine and chocolate butter because it retards rancidity.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the stuff from spoiling, which is a natural. One of the things we're always railing about are preservatives in foods. So this is a natural thing. It's also used in ice cream.
Well, there's a lot of natural preservatives, if you would, or additives that are healthy. And the problem is that so many of them were created by scientists. They've got these stupid names that everybody thinks that it's artificial.
Yeah.
And, what we should do is we should have the government have to change all these to what it really is. You know, like carrageenan. It's seaweed.
Yeah.
Call it seaweed and nobody's going to freak out.
Yeah. So what's the deal? What is in Coke and Pepsi-Cola that the government says, if you don't take it out, whatever it is, you got to put a cancer warning label on your bottles of Coca-Cola and Pepsi? So what's in it?
Well, it's not what's in it. It's the process. If you look at making caramel yourself at home, you do it by, you know, melting sugar
caramel.
And so on.
I love caramel.
What happens is because of the process, the cooking process, the high pressure, it's almost like acrylamide was with trans fats, that it then forms another substance. And again, that substance, which is called, if I get this right, it's like methyl limazone or something like that. you know, that's just created by that high pressure, hot temperature cooking process. Mm-hmm. But caramel itself, I mean, is not the problem. It's what's done with it.
Yeah.
Do we really need caramel coloring on food? I mean, if you want to have a soda, does it have to be brown?
Why can't it be clear?
Why do they have to add whatever color?
How popular is 7-Up and Sprite? Those are clear beverages that are carbonized.
They're not as popular. Yeah. But again, a lot of people would suggest they're not as popular because the caffeine level in Coke and Pepsi is higher.
So there's another thing that showed up this week. I think it was in USA Today about salt intake and how bread, breads are made today is the biggest, the most, you know, I mean, it's salt bad for you. We all know that.
Yeah, it's actually an old story that I think we and other people wrote about like 2 years ago, that the highest amount of sodium intake in our bodies comes from bread.
Wow.
And, you know, there's not a lot of salt in bread, but you look at a loaf of white bread, it's got salt, it has high fructose corn syrup in it, it's got caramel coloring in it, you know, it's got all this stuff. Why can't we just make, you know, bread without all that other stuff?
I'm looking at a package of bread. I'm about to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's my...
What kind of peanut butter?
Smart Balance.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. So I'm going to have that. And I'm looking at the bread. It's a rice bread, so there's not. I don't see any salt in this at all. I believe it because of a little bit of gluten. I don't like gluten stuff. But there's no. So you look at the labels. Hello.
That's all you got to do.
Look at the labels.
Constantly, you know, with this front of package labeling schemes and all this other stuff. Everything that we need to know is on the label now.
Right.
Read the ingredients. Read the nutritional facts label. Don't be lazy. Turn around the package and read it. We don't need all these other things.
You have everything you ever learned in kindergarten to remember that.
Exactly.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out supermarketguru.com for lots of info on the new foods that are out every week. Phil Lempert always is here. A pleasure to have you on. It's 59 after.
Would it say